It's actually a very complex problem, and I've been explaining it to a lot of people because that, first, I already mentioned that the digitizer and the display are actually two separate devices that bolt on each other. So they actually don't know each other. So you move the pen, the digitizer know very well where the pen is, but then it has to translate the coordinate to where the cursor should be. Now, there are a few things. First, the coordinate system of the digitizer is different from the coordinate system of the LCD panel. And secondly, there are linearity issues, right? And then I compensated for it already. And there is also alignment. Alignment meaning that when you bolt, usually the digitizer is underneath the LCD panel. And sometimes there is four screws holding it up and things like that. And if they shift a little bit, then the position is totally wrong. Well, a little bit off. And because of that, that's why I said that I developed the linearity calibration to basically first compensate for the linearity and also the alignment. Now, that is something that is fixed in the factory by the manufacturer, right? And then later on, there's also another factor, it's called parallax, because the fact that not only the panel is down a little bit deeper, and then you also have a protective glass layer on top that makes the pens, when you touch, it's actually not quite to the pixel. There's a certain height to it. And people sometimes left-handed, right-handed, and they might hold it a certain way that you look at the tablet at a different angle. So there is also a perceived misalignment, even though it may be the pen is perfectly above the pixel, but you may still perceive it off. Now, there's also some other issues, but in order to solve the issue, I basically saying that, okay, we can use linearity calibration to fix all the manufacturer issues, alignments and linearities. But in terms of the other issues has to be user calibrated. For example, when the pen is above the digitizer, it's not actually the position of the very tip of the pen the digitizer is sensing. It's sensing either the resonator or the transmitter in the pen, which is about half inch off the tip. So now people actually don't hold their pens perfectly upright. They tilt their pens, and which angle they tilt, it also depends on habit. Some people write it kind of like turn their hands inward. Somebody is left-handed, somebody is right-handed, so the pen might tilt left, might tilt right. So there is a user concern as well. So that's why that in the tablet PC control panel, I also, which I contributed to it as well. You have a four-point calibration. I call it the pen tilt calibration, and you hold it the way that you like to hold your pen and touch the four-point. And that's to compensate that the angles of the pen tilt as well as the parallax.
So that's why you don't ask for more points.
Yeah, well, there is a calibration. The linearity calibration is actually more points. I actually recommend the OEMs to do 81 point calibration. But of course, why a lot of users actually ask me, can we actually calibrate more points? And I kind of consider letting them do it, but then eventually I kind of go against it because the fact that calibrating 81 point is not a trivial thing. And if you don't calibrate it right, you actually do more harm than good. And that's one of the problems I have is that sometimes the manufacturers, the OEMs, don't even calibrate it correctly. And then the end user comes back and say, I can't quite get it aligned. It's because the original manufacturer calibration is not done correctly. What they do, you usually, well, can't blame them because the fact that at 81 point, if you sit a technician there and calibrate, and the fact that we have human errors, and also because of parallax, the technician may not be able to tell quite right that the pen is totally on top of the pixel. So that's why right now I actually recommend some of the OEMs that if they use a technician to calibrate the digitizer, they should make a template with a lot of holes pre-drilled that aligns with the grid, so that they don't really want to rely on a human judgment on the visual feedback, whether it's aligned or not.